Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey, Rebels! This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Michaela, and today we're talking to Rebel Girls CEO and chairwoman, Jess Wolf. Jess narrated the story of Dr. Geeta Murali, Chief Executive Officer of Room to Read, a nonprofit that helps millions of people get access to education around the world. If you haven't heard that episode yet, please check it out. Hi, Jess. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Jess Wolf. I'm the CEO of Rebel Girls, an incredible company. I'm also an adventurer, an outdoor athlete. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an angel investor, and I'm dog mom to River Dog.
Ooh, I want to hear about all those things. For starters, what's the best part about being CEO of Rebel Girls?
The best part about being the CEO of Rebel Girls is that every day I get to work on building a company with amazing humans that serves an amazing purpose to help raise the most inspired and confident generation of girls. And the work we do has impact, and I'm so excited to see what this next generation of girls do and how they're going to change the world.
And what's the most challenging part?
Making decisions. There are so many ideas we have and projects we want to work on and things that we could do. And we have limited time, team, resources. And so we need to make decisions. And those trade-offs are really tough sometimes.
Do you have a favorite Rebel Girls story? Besides Geeta's, of course.
I have many, many favorite Rebel Girls stories. Two of my favorites. The first is Madam C.J. Walker, the original entrepreneur of entrepreneurs. I just find her story unbelievably motivating, inspires me to be a better entrepreneur. And the second favorite is Junko Tabai, the first woman who climbed Mount Everest and the Seven Summits. I think her story of perseverance and passion and success in the mountains and in nature helps me want to do more outside.
Oh, yeah. So I know you're a very accomplished athlete. Can you tell us about some of your favorite sports adventures?
One favorite was a few years ago. I climbed Cotopaxi in Ecuador, which is a 6,000 meter peak. And I got to climb it with Carla Perez, who's an amazing mountaineer. It was cold. It was hard. There were many, many, many moments that I wanted to give up, but I felt so proud when we hit the summit. My other favorite adventures I do every winter is I go backcountry skiing with my dog, River. We go in the Lake Tahoe area and we climb different mountains, me on skis, her following behind, and we climb all the way up to the top together. And then I ski down and River chases after me. And it's great, great fun, and it's great outdoor bonding, and we both end up exhausted by the end.
That sounds like so much fun. Okay, you brought us the story of Geeta Murali. What does her story mean to you?
I find Geeta's story incredibly inspirational. I think what her mother did was amazing, and it really shows the power of how a single person can make such a big impact, that following your dream can help so many millions of other people follow their dreams. Geeta is a dear friend of mine, and I'm so proud that Rebel Girls is a partner of Room to Read. I think we've done beautiful work together, and I'm so excited to continue that work. Geeta is an inspirational leader. She is smart. She is tenacious. She is passionate. and she's made a ginormous impact on the world.
Can you tell us more about this partnership with Rebel Girls and Room to Read?
We've done many things together. My favorite was working together on our Young Changemakers book, where we include the story of four Room to Read girls in our book. We also had Geeta on this podcast telling the stories of those four amazing girls. We've worked with Room to Read on a new book called She Creates Change that was made specifically for the Room to Read Girls program all over the world. More to come.
Very cool.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too. Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
All right, if you could have dinner with anyone in the world, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
I would have dinner with two women, Madam C.J. Walker and Junko Tapayi, who are no longer with us, but I'd like to travel back in time to when they were right in the thick of everything and talk to Madam C.J. Walker about building her business, how she thought about it, why she thought about it, where she got her inspiration from, what her process was for working through challenges and coming up with solutions. And with Junko, I'd love to go back to 1975 when she was about to embark on this first mission to an expedition to climb Mount Everest and what she was feeling and how she was prepared for it and where she was getting her strength from.
And what would you eat?
For Madam C.J. Walker, I'd want some traditional Louisiana fare. And for Junko Tabai, we'd have a great sushi dinner.
I love that. And for girls out there who would like to be an entrepreneur someday, what's some advice you would give them to do now?
The first is figure out your why. Figure out what it is that you want to change, what problem you want to tackle. why you want to tackle it, why it's important to you. The second is get really, really comfortable with failure. You're going to fail a lot. And by failing, you're going to learn and you're going to grow and you're going to do things better and differently and improve. And ultimately, that pattern, that practice of failure, that keep trying new and new and different and creative ways, that's what's going to help you succeed as an entrepreneur. So don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. It's part of the journey.
Yes, that's so inspiring. And what can you tell us about where you see Rebel Girls going next?
I'm so excited that Rebel Girls is launching its first fictional series. It's called The Secret Society of Rebel Girls. And the first book is called Nina and the Mysterious Mailbox. And this will be coming out in summer of 2024. And we'll meet some new characters, some modern day girls and a boy who have fabulous adventures and have to use their wits and their intelligence, their creativity and their curiosity to save the day. It's going to be a really, really fun adventure.
Oh, wow. That sounds awesome. And finally, Jess, what would you say makes you a Rebel Girl?
I am a Rebel Girl because I am unabashedly me. I live life on my own terms. I pursue my passions, and I don't look backwards, only forwards.
I love that. Thank you so much, Jess.
Thanks for having me, and stay Rebel.
And thank you for listening. Keep sharing your stories, Rebels. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Script editing by Abby Scher. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Barjocki.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the upside down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the upside down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.